He said, if you sin, I have brought you a different revelation. Go back to the Ahl al-Kitab, which is the people of the scripture. Brightness and guidance has come to you
clarify
from
that.
Your Lord.
Clarify
so
that, Muhammad.
So now we are going to clarify a few misconceptions.
No, it's not.
And lies that
Habibi,
this man
I'm
comes
not,
with.
When you
let
us speak,
I'm cutting.
When
you let us talk,
because
you lie.
Al Jazeera, you don't want to know the truth?
You do not know.
Because I do not believe. You do not read the Bible.
Stand here. Relax. Come, we'll have some pancha.
This man, he said the Bible is corrupt.
Yes, the Bible is corrupted.
You're talking about the Quran.
Jeremiah says, how can we say we are wise?
And that we have the law of the Lord. No, no. Actually, I love you, Jesus Christ.
No, listen.
No. No.
If you have the truth, why are you running, brother?
Don't
why is
he running?
Why do you run?
Why do you run?
You do not believe in the Prophet. You want the Prophet wrong.
Why? If you have the truth, why do you run? Why do you run if you have the truth?
What God says in the Bible. What Jesus says, in the Bible. In Mark 12:29, Jesus says, the most important one, answered Jesus, is this here, O Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Alhamdulillah.
Jesus said himself, because Jesus is a Nabi. He's a prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this man is a liar. And he's here every Sunday if you want to see the way that they lie. And they all claim that they were Muslim. Surely if they were Muslim, they wouldn't have left their religion. If they were Muslims, I will repeat, they would not have left Islam. How would you leave truth with no crookedness for a book that is full of crookedness? Does it make sense? Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense. Matthew 15:9, Jesus said, I was sent to only the lost sheep of Israel. This man is Kurdi. He's Kurdish. So if Jesus was sent to only the sheep of Israel, why is he following Jesus? Does it make sense?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.